It's to raise awareness of coercive control and violence against girls and women. We've got, I think now, about 150 people attending. We've got some very, very good speakers. We have Paul and Ryan Hart, whose father actually killed their mother and their sister. They're coming to speak, and that was through coercive control, and then killed himself. So it's something, the coercive control at the moment is something very high up in the news, because it's now been recognised as a form of domestic abuse. I'm actually, as well as being a counsellor, I'm actually the lead counsellor against domestic abuse. That was one of the main things that I really do feel. I've got family members that have suffered it. I think there's not a family in the country that hasn't. There's so many different types of domestic abuse. There's physical, psychological, violent, economical. They have no say on what money can be spent. So there are lots of different forms of it. It's one of the biggest problems we have in Sutton. We are lucky in the fact that we have a very, very good support in Sutton, particularly with Sutton Women's Centre. We also have the one-stop shop, which is held every Wednesday, and people can go and get help there if need be. But with Sutton Women's Centre, it's not all just about domestic abuse. They've got so many things, and they have what's called the Freedom Programme, and that takes women through a stage where they can see how whatever way domestic abuse is being done to them, the coercive part is in every part of it. Because even with the violence, the women do a 6 weeks course on this Freedom Programme, and they take them through, and it guides them to realise when they're talking to them, they go, yeah, that happens to me. You know, it's not until they talk to other women. It's done in a group. And since 2014, they've had 600 women go through this group. One of the things we are doing is getting into the schools, because with the children at school, if they are living through that happening, they think that's the norm. And so schools now are taking up speaking to the children regarding that.
Sutton Women's Centre is just so inspirational. I go along to the meetings, meet the ladies, you know, and I try and help them as much as I possibly can, hence getting in touch with yourselves. Because one of the things that is personal for Celeb FC, and the reason why I set it up, is many of the smaller charities like the Sutton Women's Centre just don't have the access to people that know how to interact with media, get celebrities along to their events, etc., which is what Celeb FC is there for. So that's how we sort of got involved with them. We will be there, Celeb FC, a couple of representatives, some of our sponsors will be there on Thursday, and one of our videographers videoing it for them. So we want to get involved and help out as much as we can. Luckily, I can say that I haven't actually experienced what these ladies have gone through, but just hearing the stories, how can you not get involved and support it and try and help, and to just get the voices out there and heard, and the actual stories out there and heard, definitely.